A new Siena poll says a majority of Democrats say Democratic control of the state makes it harder for businesses to run. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, first of all, I find it a very, very interesting statement that a majority of Democrats would say that about their own party and their own party's ideology. And I would bet you that one of the respondents, if he was indeed polled, that would have come down on that side was none other than Andrew Cuomo, who had to be absolutely furious with the left wing of his party, led by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and driving out the Amazon deal. I said if you could be a fly in the wall of the governor's office when that came down, he had to be absolutely fuming, as he should be. That was a huge benefit to New York State in general and of course, downstate in particular. But to see that kind of economic program with that many jobs at that level of salary and income go away when you had it, terrible, terrible thing for the state, and bad message to send also to future businesses that might be considering coming here and having to deal with all of the nonsense and turmoil that Amazon went through with the AOC wing of the party.
And that poll found that 38% label Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez a villain, while only 12% call her a hero in this latest poll.
Yeah, that's interesting as well. You know, I've always said that she runs the risk of overexposure, and I don't think there's a lot of there in terms of intellectual knowledge and ability to talk about issues beyond the talking points. That she has said some things that you wonder, how did she ever get a college degree in economics? And so I've always thought that the more she was exposed and the more that her ideas came under the light, that she would slip. However, saying that, within that wing of the party, the Democrat Party, this kind of far-left progressive wing bordering on socialism, she's probably still very, very popular, and there's no question that in Washington she is driving the agenda of the Democrat Party now with this Green New Deal and everything else. It's amazing to watch. How long it'll last, I don't know, but again, any politician runs the risk of overexposure and eventually saying something that you know you dig yourself a hole so deep you can't get out. We'll see what happens with her, but people are starting to sense that, you know, that maybe she's gotten just a little too big too fast, and arrogance usually is the reason why politicians make their most mistakes.
And for businesses interested in doing business in New York, how much less interested might they be when they see a Siena poll like this?
Well, I think the Amazon event was a huge message that's going to take a lot of work to overcome. I'm sure the governor is thinking very hard about how do you overcome that very negative message that was sent. I don't think people who see the poll are going to be surprised by the poll. The question is, how do you overcome the negative impression that the Amazon deal put on the state to businesses that are thinking of coming here or expanding here, and watching the gauntlet that they might have to go through with the AOC wing of the party. Very difficult position, and as I say, I'm sure the governor was fuming mad when that happened, and I'm sure he's working very hard to overcome it. And I'll say this, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if one of the calculations is to come up with a candidate to run against her in the Democrat primary in 2020.